Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, March 11th, 2021 meeting of the House Education Finance Committee. Remote hearings such as this are held in accordance with House Rule 10.01. This rule has been posted online and is linked to in our public meeting notice on the House website. All remote hearings will be recorded and live streamed by House Public Information Services. Members, you have the contents of your virtual packets available. And for the public, these materials have been posted online. Members, if you're looking for all of these items in one place, they're attached to the calendar event that you have that Ms. Burt sent for today. To get on the list to be recognized by the chair, members using the Zoom interface have the ability to raise their hands via the app. Ms. Burt will place your name on the list to be recognized. Ms. Sunderland, would you please call the roll?
Chair Dabney.
Present.
Vice Chair Sandsted is excused. Representative Kreisha.
Present.
Representative Bennett.
Present.
Representative Daniels.
Present.
Representative Damath.
Present.
Representative Drazkowski.
Present.
Representative Erickson.
Present.
Representative Feist.
Present.
Representative Jordan.
Present.
Representative Marquardt.
Present.
Representative Mueller.
Present.
Representative Richardson.
Present.
Representative Thompson.
Thompson present.
Representative Wolgamott.
Wolgamott present.
Representative Zhang.
Present.
And Representative Joachim.
Present.
Perfect. That is the roll, and we do have a quorum.
Thank you very much, Ms. Sunderland. Representative Jordan, have you had the opportunity to review the minutes from Tuesday, March 9th? And if so, would you like to move approval of those minutes?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I have reviewed the minutes from March 9th and I move them.
Thank you very much. Any discussion to the Jordan motion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the Jordan motion approving the minutes from Tuesday, March 9th, please signify by saying aye.
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 Be opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Jordan. Representative Feist, have you had the opportunity to review the minutes from yesterday, Wednesday, March 10th? And if so, would you like to move approval of those minutes?
Yes, I have, Mr. Chair, and I move those minutes.
Thank you very much. Any discussion to the Feist motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the Feist motion moving approval of the minutes for Wednesday, March 10th, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you very much, Representative Feist. Chair Marquardt, members, we have one bill before us today, House File 1092. Chair Marquardt, would you like to make a motion to move House File 1092 before the committee and lay it over for possible inclusion?
I will move House File 1092 be laid over for possible inclusion into the Education Finance Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate that. Thank you and welcome to the committee, Representative Hollins. You know the tradition is that freshmen, when they first-term members, when they first appear before the committee, they bring treats. I think we'll take a rain check, perhaps on Girl Scout cookies for next year when hopefully we're meeting in person.
That seems fair, Mr. Chair.
All right. Representative Hollins, welcome to the committee. We appreciate your presence here today. Your bill has been moved. The place is yours. Please
Perfect.
Proceed.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair and members. I apologize for not bringing Girl Scout cookies. I promise there will be a rain check. Before you is House File 1092, or as I affectionately call it, the Girl Scout bill. I believe you have a number of handout materials. As you can see from those materials, this is a really successful proposal called the Girl Scouts Connects program. It is a valuable tool in academic toolbox to help reduce the worst racial disparities in the nation that we have here in the state of Minnesota. It's specifically for girls of color. The Connects program has and will help them to get to college or into the trades. The Girl Scout Connects program brings innovative, culturally relevant leadership skills leadership skill development, to underrepresented and under-resourced girls throughout the Twin City metro area and Southern Minnesota. So during normal non-COVID times, trained youth development professionals hold weekly in-person sessions, field trips, college tours, and many other activities. And this gives Connects Girl Scouts the opportunity to discover, connect, and take responsibility for themselves and their communities. This program has proven results. 2 in 3 Connects girls are first-generation college students. 73% of the Connects girls are more confident as they have stronger social and emotional skill sets. And in particular, in St. Paul, where I am, I think this is really impressive because if you know anything about the St. Paul School District, we have just about 50% are English language learners. We have a number of disparities, but 93% of Connects girls are girls of color in the city of St. Paul, and 91% of those girls graduate high school on time. Furthermore, when seeking post-secondary opportunities, 70% of the Connects girls in the city of St. Paul exclusively use Connects to make those connections and help them seek post-secondary opportunities or jobs. So this is a really powerful and important program for those girls. I'd like to point out that this program also fulfills several recommendations that were brought forth by the House Select Committee on Racial Justice. In particular, it helps to implement civics and financial literacy requirements for high school students. It helps to fund support professionals to meet the recommended staff to student ratios for counselors, social workers, et cetera. And it increases access to technical and trade college courses in high school. So while in prior years, this program has been limited to the metro area and some parts of Southern Minnesota, House File 1092 would allow the Girl Scouts to work in partnership with school districts across the entire state to meet this growing demand for current programming. The Girl Scouts River Valley Council would act as the fiscal agent and distribute funds for the similar programs to the other 2 Girl Scout councils that serve other Minnesota residents. Mr. Chair, in order to give you examples of how the Connects program has already made a difference, I have 3 testifiers with me today. Unfortunately, one of them is having her wisdom teeth removed, so we have a video of her testimony. Such are the problems of having high school testifiers. That's what happens. But I do have the other 2 in person. I don't know if you would like me to introduce them or if you would like to introduce them.
Well, Representative Hollins, that is the best excuse for a testifier not being able to present in person that I've heard. So hopefully it goes well for her. I have next on my list, I have Tish Bolger, CEO of the Girl Scouts of the River Valley. Ms. Bolger, yes. Welcome back to the committee. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Thank you very much. My name is Tish Bolger, and I really appreciate being here. So good morning, Mr. Chair and members. I'm the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Minnesota and Wisconsin River Valleys, and I'm also here on behalf of the CEOs of the other 2 Minnesota councils, Minnesota and Wisconsin Lakes and Pines and Dakota Horizons. The Girl Scouts has over 100 years of experience supporting girls in learning and development, and Girl Scouts serves over 30,000 girls across Minnesota. One Minnesota Girl Scouts initiative that has a proven record of success that you heard about is the Girl Scouts Connects program. We partner with over 100 schools and community organizations to bring our leadership programming to under-resourced girls in the Twin Cities metro area and cities in southern Minnesota like Rochester, Austin, and Worthington. Our program is provided at no cost to girls or their families. It's delivered in the schools, community centers, and neighborhoods. We go where the girls are. 90% of Connects Girl Scouts receive free or reduced price lunch, and 90% of the girls we serve identify as girls of color. Our program is delivered by our staff, who are trained youth development professionals and who are predominantly women of color themselves. And they understand the needs of the communities that we serve. Our girls-centered programming allows girls of color from low-income communities to explore a variety of opportunities that otherwise wouldn't be available to them. They can grow in areas of STEM, leadership, college and career readiness, and social emotional skills, financial literacy, service learning, and really so much more. Throughout their Girl Scout experience, girls achieve positive incomes as they participate in ongoing learning sessions and hands-on learning events such as Girl Scout camps, career exploration events, college tours. It's a holistic, culturally responsive program that adjusts to the needs of the many different communities that we serve. House File 1092 helps prepare girls for success. It would grant Girl Scouts River Valley funding that would allow us to serve as a fiscal agent, partnering with the Lakes and Pines and the Dakota Horizon Girl Scout Councils to ensure that girls across our state can access this Girl Scout programming. This bill includes an ongoing reporting requirement on the use of funds and data tracking related to our program outcomes. The Girl Scout Alum Difference is an outcome study that was released this year, and it reaffirms that compared to non-Girl Scouts, Girl Scout alums are more likely to attain higher levels of education, be in management positions at work, be more satisfied with their careers, and be more likely to want to have a position that impacts society through their work. They volunteer, they take civic action, and they vote. They have leadership roles, and they think of themselves as a leader. And these findings are consistent across race and ethnicity. Girl Scouts is a time-tested leadership program, and Girl Scouts works, and we are available as a resource to girls, families, school districts, and communities across the state. Thank you so much for your time, for your consideration, and I'd like to introduce Jasmine Graves, our Connects Program Director, and Jasmine is also an alum of the program.
Thank you, Ms. Bolger. Ms. Graves, welcome to the committee. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony. Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Jasmine Graves, and I thank you all for having me here today. I am a proud alum of the Girl Scouts Connects program and now serve as the director. I'm here to speak to you about House File 1092, a bill that helps bring Girl Scouts leadership and life skills programming to girls from underserved and under-resourced communities across Minnesota. Girl Scouts participate in the Connects program, attend weekly sessions and hands-on learning opportunities like college tours, career exploration events, and camp experiences. Connects troop leaders are Girl Scout staff who are representative of the community served. Our staff partner closely with counselors, school workers, and other school staff to identify girls who lack access to quality programming and need support. As a program alum and now director of Connects, I have seen the impact this program makes in the lives of girls. It brings different opportunities and resources like touring historical Black colleges and universities and provides support for girls from a strong mentor who looks like them. I built a strong connection with my troop leader and we are still in touch to this day. She held weekly sessions at my high school, and even though the troop was voluntary, girls wanted to attend because those meetings provided something only Girl Scouts provides, a safe, girl-only space. Being in a girl-only space builds confidence and sense of self that girls can bring with them into mixed gender spaces. Because of Girl Scouts, the girls in my troop had clear goals for themselves, knew how to work as a team, and supported their peers and were ready to lead in their communities. After college, when the opportunity arose to work for the Girl Scouts Connects as a Connect staff, I did not hesitate because of how impactful and important the program is to girls we serve. A story that has always stood out to me has been from a fourth grader from a Rochester elementary school who had recently joined the program. During the second session, she received her first Girl Scout sash. She walked over to her Connects leader and said, "I've always felt like no one and I didn't belong to anything. But today I finally belong somewhere and I am somebody." We know that helping fostering a sense of belonging in youth is key to developing self-esteem and confidence. Thank you for your time and consideration today. We have a recorded testimony of Mae Jong, one of the Connects Girl Scouts from Roseville Area High School. This year, she was selected as one of the Girl Scouts' first ever Change Maker Award honorees. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Graves. I think I'm looking at Ms. Burt. Do we have the ability to broadcast the video that we were provided of Ms. Jong?
We do.
Outstanding. It's a new world.
Mr. Chair and members, my name is Mae Jong and I'm currently a senior at Roseville Area High School. I have been in Girl Scouts for 5 years now, but I wish I could have joined sooner. Growing up as a Hmong American woman, my Hmong culture has very strict ideals with high expectations to follow. I am expected to become a good housewife, have good grades, and to not have opinions. Through Girl Scouts, it gave me time to really listen to myself and explore the different possibilities that could lead me somewhere new. It provided resources for me to be able to branch out, and without it, I wouldn't know where to start. I learned to become a proud Hmong woman and have my own goals. I first heard about Girl Scouts through my friends. They encouraged me to join in 8th grade. They told me about how they get to spend time in an all-girl space with girls who may have similar experiences and struggles to me, and that gave me courage to join. At my first troop meeting, I had a chance to talk about myself. I noticed that I didn't really understand myself. I found it difficult to find words to describe who I was. This troop meeting felt like an escape from school and whatever was going on in my life. It was a safe and stress-free environment. Through Girl Scouts Connect, we learned to build positive relationships with other girls and with the troop leader, Samantha. She would frequently check in on me, and it allowed me to recognize that I had not been putting myself first. It felt refreshing to have someone else concerned about my feelings. For me, Girl Scouts became my very own safe haven. Looking back at my time in Girl Scouts, it's a place of comfort and fun. It made me more self-aware so that I could have deep, meaningful discussions, and most importantly, it creates beautiful relationships. Girl Scouts Connect made me optimistic and always looking forward to the future. It helps me now, and I will take what I learn into my future as I'm going into nursing school. Lastly, I want to say thank you. Thank you for listening to my personal experience with Girl Scouts Connect. Mr. Chair and members,
All right. Thank you very much for that, Ms. Burt. With that, members, do we have any, well, first, when this hearing was posted, the public was provided with instructions on how to sign up to testify during the public portion of this bill hearing. We received no requests from the public to testify. Members, questions? Representative Kresha.
Mr. Chair, am I the only one?
At this point, you are.
And I can wait to close. Okay. So I don't know if you want to just take another round to see if anybody's interested.
Sure. Representative Thompson. Thank you, Representative Kresha.
Just a real quick question for Ms. Graves. I heard you say underserved and underinvested. When you're talking about our youth, could you go elaborate a little bit more on what you mean by underserved and who are you talking about?
Ms. Yes. Graves?
Yes. And so, yeah, I mentioned that we serve underserved. we serve youth in underserved communities and underserved resource areas. And so the girls that we serve are areas that have historically been seen as underrepresented neighborhoods and ultimately resorts to girls of color. And so we are serving girls from all over the Twin Cities and Southern regions, ages K through 12th grade. Our goal is to target those fifth grade age girls, particularly and up, because we know that that's a very vital time range where sometimes parents are now allowing for girls to do things more independent. And so we want to ensure that our program is in place for mentors to kind of step in and support those fifth graders and up girls. And not all the time are we serving girls who may identify as being maybe low income in or in underrepresented neighborhoods, but that's our target because of our mission to eliminate access barriers. And so those are the areas in which we're focusing on.
Representative Thompson, any follow-up?
The reason I ask that question, because we have people who don't believe that they're underserved communities and underinvested demographic of people in our state. And so I want you to be careful, because, you know, when you say underserved, underinvested, or a certain demographic, then you have people saying, oh, this is a racist bill. Mm-hmm. So I want you to be careful saying underserved, underinvested, or certain, because lo and behold, you can't help people, you know. Mm-hmm. When you try to help people who really need help, then you get pushback from people who really don't want to help you. So I just want to say thank you. I will be supporting.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Thompson. If I may, either to Ms. Graves or Ms. Bolger, what does that mean on a statewide basis as we contemplate this bill and your work with the two other Girl Scout districts? I'm sorry.
Sure. Yeah.
I got the language wrong.
So the Girl Scouts of Minnesota and Wisconsin River Valleys, we serve, we're about the 10th largest council. The other councils that represent part of our state are Dakota Horizon, and they have a portion of the northwest part of the state. And then Lakes and Pines, which is really from St. Cloud and kind of north. So they have St. Cloud area, and then they also include Duluth. And we work very closely together, but because of our size and because of the resources that we've been able to kind of bear to the work that we're doing, we feel that in collaboration with them, that we would work as the fiscal agent and be able to expand the program out. So this is a program that we all support. We have, they are currently doing programming in different parts of their council, but we have not been able to meet the demand, and this would allow us to meet the demand and to expand into some of those other areas. So, you know, right now there are girls that are being served in the Dakota Horizons Council at the White Earth Reservation, girls that are being served in St. Cloud and Duluth, and this would allow us to kind of pull all those efforts together and expand into some other communities.
Thank you, Ms. Bolger. I'd note for the committee that Representative Sandstead has joined us. Representative Zhang.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to Representative Hollins, Ms. Bolger, Ms. Graves. I just want to make a quick comment. You know, I myself was a graduate from St. Paul Public Schools up until eighth grade, and, you know, coming from the community, you know, I just really appreciate the work that you do, and especially for the young girls who's, you know, I've seen some families, you know, they're hesitant to let their daughters go out after school to get, you know, to enroll in some of these programs because they're afraid of, you know, is it going to be safe for them? What's going to happen? There's cultural barriers and just misunderstanding from the parents. And so I think having the Girl Scout name being there to reassure the parents, you know, making that connection with the girls, giving them opportunities to work, to work in science, engineering, math, preparing for college. And so I think it's a really great bill. And I just want to thank you, Representative Hollins. And I just have one follow-up question, maybe for Ms. Graves or Ms. Bolger. Are you looking for opportunities for some of these girls to come to eventually one day come back and tutor others, or, you know, to kind of share their experiences?
Ms. Graves or Ms. Bolger?
And we both on mic. Well, the first thing that came to my mind is I'd like to see them as representatives and senators. So for sure they'll do that. And yes, we've had quite a few of our alum from the Connects program come back and give back kind of their time, because they've just been so motivated to do that because the program worked for them. And Jasmine, you have, you know, some more thoughts about that.
Ms. Graves?
Yes, definitely. That's ultimately a goal, is to really just loop back around and ensure that girls have the opportunities to give back as we have been able to give to them. We have recently created an alumni program that we're trying to build up to ensure that we have a way for them to enter into Girl Scouts and give back to the girls that were once their peers. And so we definitely promote that and really encourage for girls to again, share their experiences with other girls, which supports and bring in new girls and just the sustainment of our program.
Representative Zhuang, any follow-up?
No, okay. Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from members? Representative Kreisha, it looks like pitches to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And so to the testifiers, I'm just a couple basic questions. Obviously, we know the Girl Scouts and their funding stream. I participate in that quite heavily every year, and also donate on other accounts. I'm curious, though, with all the fundraising you do and the other ways of raising revenue, are you asking for this appropriation because you're short and you wouldn't be able to cover it? Or would this be in addition to a positive fund balance you already carry?
That looks like one for Ms. Bolger.
Sure. So we have always prioritized this program in our funding. So we fund it currently through individual donations, through foundations, corporations, sponsorships. Cookies, of course, help subsidize the program. And, you know, it's so important for us to be able to kind of keep this going and expanding it. Currently, we, you know, have not been able to meet the demand. And without including a state partnership, that would be very difficult for us to do. This is a program that is year long and makes a difference for girls. And we have the outcomes and the research that really shows that. And it's about a $500 program for girls. You know, we serve and work with over 100 schools right now, but we have schools that call us all the time and say, you know, we would love to have a Connects troop at our school. And currently we've not been able to do that. So it's helping to subsidize some of the programming that we have so that we can meet the demand, and then also to expand our programming as well.
Representative Kreisha.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the testifier. I appreciate that. So I guess the question is, so you're asking for a subsidy, understood, but I'll come back to you. Do you not have enough funds to expand, or have you just chosen not to use some of your other positive fund balances for the expansion?
Yeah, no, we do not. Thank you. We do not have enough money currently to expand. And I, you know, I will say that this program is so important and is part of the Girl Scout mission. And it really is something that our board of directors has invested in. As you know, this last year has been very difficult for a lot of nonprofits. And we are very fortunate that we've been able to have the financial kind of acumen, I guess I would say, that we've been able to use some of our reserves that we have, and we currently will plan to do that for the next 3 years in order to continue this program and to continue some of the other programs that we have. So we have a lot of skin in the game, and we will keep having skin in the game, but we're also looking for other collaborators and partners to move this forward.
Representative Kreisha.
Thank you. And Mr. Chair, remind me of the motion again.
Motion is to lay over for possible inclusion in a future bill.
Very good. So last comment. So thank you, Ms. Bolger. Thank you, Ms. Graves, and to all the testifiers. The motion is to lay this over, so the majority will decide whether or not to put it in the bill at a later point. I think you do a great job. I think all the leadership, and the reason I donate is because of the great revenue and leadership outcomes that you've done with your members. It's fantastic. However, what I would put is I would be reluctant to support this appropriation only because of the time that we are facing right now with the learning loss, getting kids back to school, the high achievement gap, the homelessness, and everything that's coming around on us. You seem to be in a better position to be more creative in finding ways to raise revenue and work outside of the confines of government than other programs that may come in front of us. So my reluctance would be that you're doing great in many, many other areas, and sometimes that can be a curse as well as a blessing, and I would ask you to be creative in those areas, so that we can focus on other needy programs that don't have the same ability to raise the revenue that you do, or maybe don't have as high of the expenses on the administrative or executive side. So thank you for all your efforts, and thank you for the opportunity here to bill.
Representative Kreisha, and for members, Representative Kreisha points out the kind of tension that we live in of, do we invest in, which programs do we invest in? Which aspects of the education system do we choose to emphasize with the limited funds that we anticipate having this year? I think there's a question of how can we best use the funds that this committee will have jurisdiction over to impact the racial disparities in educational experiences and outcomes that Minnesota students experience. Here is a program, if you can provide a 91% graduation rate amongst girls of color and indigenous girls, that is doing the job that I think from a values framework, bipartisanly, we want to see happen. So we will continue to work on around those questions as we move forward to this committee's omnibus bill in a few weeks. Seeing no other questions, Representative Hollins, any closing comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, for me, this is a really personal bill. As a woman of color, I know there aren't a lot of opportunities for us to feel free and comfortable and safe. And I know that Girl Scouts, and in particular this program, really is that space for a lot of young women. I've also in the past helped this program find diverse lawyers and judges for their career day to introduce students to the concept of being a lawyer or a judge. And I think that's really important to me because the only Black woman lawyer that I ever saw growing up was Claire Huxtable on The Cosby Show. And and that's fine, but that probably isn't the best representation of a lawyer that one could find. And instead, this program really exposes these girls to real life career paths and real life opportunities that will help further them in their personal journey and also in their careers. So I would encourage the committee to include the Girl Scouts bill in to vote in favor of it. I'm happy to answer any questions that folks have, but I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today to present this important bill to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Hollins. With that, Representative Marquardt renews his motion to lay House File 1092 over for possible inclusion. Ms. Graves, Ms. Bolger, thank you much for joining us today. Best to Ms. Zhang for her recovery. Members, we are expecting to have a busy couple of weeks ahead of us. I know this has been a busy first deadline week for a lot of us. And the good news is with that, enjoy the weekend. We are adjourned.